You're listening to Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg.
4 main engines start, T-minus 6.
And this is the sound of an astronomical revolution.
2, 1, and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
25 years ago today, the Hubble Space Telescope deployed into orbit around the Earth. It's been there ever since. The Hubble changed the way we saw space. It got close-up shots of planets and moons and peered into the deepest parts of the universe. To commemorate the occasion, the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society is bringing in astrophysicist Frank Summers of the Space Telescope Science Institute for a talk about the Hubble tonight at 7 p.m. I caught up with Summers earlier this week from his office in Maryland.
The Hubble Space Telescope was the first of NASA's program called the Great Observatories. The telescopes that had gone before Hubble were special purpose telescopes. So they went up to solve one particular problem. Hubble, as a great observatory, is a general purpose observatory in space. So it wasn't designed just to solve one problem. It was designed to tackle many different problems from many different fields. So Hubble looks at planets, it looks at stars, it looks at nebulae, it looks at galaxies, it looks all the way across the universe. And by doing that, it impacts all the different fields of astronomy in a way that no previous space telescope had done.
Can you give me a few examples of some discoveries that people might not know about?
I can easily off the top of my head just pick out a few that are interesting. In particular, the New Horizons mission is going to fly past Pluto this July. And we really can't see Pluto very well from Earth. It took Hubble's resolution to really be able to separate Pluto and its primary moon, Charon. But in preparation for the New Horizons mission, Hubble was able to examine the system even in greater detail, and Hubble found 4 more moons around Pluto. With Hubble's fine resolution, it can find these moons, and it allows the New Horizons mission, when it goes past Pluto in July, to have not just 2 targets, but 6 targets.
So how does the future look for Hubble? I know that we've got the new telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope, that will be coming up and getting launched in 2018. What is that going
to
mean?
What you have to recognize is that JWST is an infrared telescope. It's like the son of Hubble and Spitzer. Spitzer is our current infrared telescope, but it's not a very large telescope, so it doesn't have the high resolution that Hubble does. JWST will have Hubble's resolution, but the infrared wavelengths of Spitzer, and provide the best of both to do science that neither one of them can do right now. And we've also got exoplanets, right? Planets around other stars. These planets form in these dark, dusty disks, and those disks are opaque to visible light. Infrared light, with its longer wavelengths, can penetrate inside those disks and see more detail of the formation of stars and planets.
So the really interesting thing to me about the Hubble is kind of the role that it plays for kids born 10 years ago or even today. And I think seeing its really elegant photographs of space, it's kind of like that man on the moon moment that inspired so many kids to actually go into science 50 years ago. What do you think of that?
In my lifetime, there have been sort of 3 major NASA ideas that have floated in the public. First, I grew up watching the moon landings. And then, for me, it was the exploration of the solar system with, you know, the Voyager missions, going out and taking those tiny dots of light and turning them into worlds unto themselves. And then, in the 90s, Hubble sort of took over and provided the visions of the universe that public hadn't really seen before. I mean, there were always great astronomical photographs, but with the rise of Hubble and the rise of the internet, it was sort of a perfect storm for getting these beautiful images out to the public. And, you know, we're 25 years into Hubble, and we have astronomers who are now taking observations with Hubble, who grew up, you know, they were, you know, in their teens when Hubble was first launched and saw those first images, and they're now doing observations with the telescope that inspired them when they were younger. It's really, you know, being 25 years old does give you that kind of heritage.
That was astrophysicist Frank Summers of the Space Telescope Science Institute. He'll be giving a keynote address on the history of the Hubble Space Telescope. That'll be tonight at 7 p.m. at the Portage District Library. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.